Joining us by telephone is Laura Haney from American Red Cross's Wausau chapter. You're working with the people that were affected by the apartment fire. What is Red Cross doing with them right now?
Yes, Larry. We were in contact and on scene last night when the fire broke out and have been providing direct financial assistance for food and clothing, and then did also provide immediate short-term housing assistance for those families that needed it. And we are continuing to partner with our other community agencies such as Salvation Army to address the longer-term needs that may develop as the individuals begin to look at their longer-term recovery plans.
Now, when you have a situation like this, where do you house people like that? You know, you got numerous families involved. How do you do that?
Right. It really depends on the situation. In this particular case, we were able to actually house at a local hotel. Obviously, if we're dealing with, as we get into a larger population, we then do look at shelters. But the situation as it unfolded last night, we were able to work with a local hotel. They have graciously given us a reduced rate for the clients to be staying there.
Are you allowed to say which hotel that is?
I'm not. I'm so sorry.
Is there anything people can do to help out with this project?
Well, because the assistance that we provide is a direct financial assistance for the client. So what that means is the client has special dietary needs. They can take the funds that were given to them and go to whatever grocery store they normally go to and get whatever their needs require. The same thing with their clothing. So for us, financial assistance is always greatly appreciated. The American people have been very generous with the American Red Cross, and we always welcome that support. It is the funds that we were provided yesterday that are helping the clients today. Individuals are always welcome to make donations either by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going to www.redcross.org to make financial donations.
Any idea how many people are affected that you're helping with?
Yes, actually, at the moment, we have given direct assistance to 9 adults and a child. And we are working by phone with another adult in regards to, you know, what their needs will be.
Does this look like it's going to be a project that will take maybe weeks to finish, or do you think this will be wrapped up fairly short time?
Actually, because of the situation, the property manager of the area has offered furnished apartments. There's another entity that contacted as well and said that they might have some furnished apartments. We believe that the individuals affected by this may have some options available to them to move them along quite quickly on their recovery process. Of course, the options are theirs to choose, but we believe that there's actually a possibility for individuals to be moving into other apartments within the week if that is the choice that they would like to make. And as I mentioned, you know, we are working with Salvation Army. We're working with the Area Goodwill agencies. We work with them on vouchers. There are vision service programs that we're working with for those that may have had some issues with glasses. The community agencies are joining together so that we do not have a duplication of service, but rather can provide a seamless assistance to meet both the immediate emergency needs and the longer-term needs that may present in the next week.
Anything you'd like to add today, Laura?
Just that, as always, we really appreciate the community support, and we hope that the community, either by donating to your local food bank, donating to your local clothing drive such as Goodwill, or making a financial donation to the American Red Cross, we really appreciate that community support.